It was the Perry Needmo News Hour that got the scoop. Luke, along with Leia and Han, had always been impressed with the format Needmo had chosen to keep the public informed, except where a segment was clearly identified as an editorial, as was the case with the late, greatly missed Mahdi Vance segments. The news was presented in a clear and unbiased manner. There was no mudslinging, no vicious scrambling for ratings, and Luke suspected that the fact that the Perry Needmo News Hour eschewed such things was why it actually landed in the top five week after week. Needmo himself had volunteered to conduct the interview, and Luke was looking forward to it. He now settled in the interviewee's chair, having endured the unusual activity of having makeup put on his face and his hair styled, and made himself comfortable. "I've been interviewed before, of course," he told his host as he sipped a cup of water, "but usually it's on site and right in the middle of the action. I haven't been in a studio before."
"I'm proud that we are the first, then," Needmo replied, his small eyes crinkling in pleasure. "I have a top-notch team, Master Skywalker. They're consummate professionals."
Luke nodded. "I saw the interview you did with Rakari Ken of Karras," he said. "I'm glad she'll be coming to Coruscant. We need beings who can combine compassion with level-headed leadership."
"Indeed we do. She has granted me another exclusive once she settles in as senator. I'm looking forward to it."
The studio was a hive of activity. He'd met the director, Jorm Alvik, and the producer, Saima Shadar. Now tech specialists checking lighting and sound quality, and droids hummed and whirred on various errands. Jorm, a human in his early middle years, leaned forward into a mic and announced,
"We'll be live in 1 minute, gentle beings."
"We're ready, Jorm," said Needmo cheerily.
A slender Twi'lek adjusted both their personal mics, brushed a stray lock of hair off Luke's forehead, and scampered off the set. The energetic music of the opening credits began to play, and the cam operator counted down. 3, 2, 1. "And go," he mouthed.
"Good evening, gentle beings, and welcome to tonight's edition of the Perry Needmo News Hour,"
said Needmo.
"We open our show tonight with an exclusive, a one-on-one interview with the Grand Master of the Jedi Order, Luke Skywalker. Welcome, Master Skywalker."
Luke smiled. "Thank you, and you're welcome to call me Luke. Before we continue, while I'll be happy to answer your questions shortly, I need to tell you that I've chosen your show as a platform to make a very important announcement." Luke sensed through the Force that Perry was taken off guard, but the elderly Chevin was such a professional that neither his body language nor his voice betrayed his surprise.
"Why, I'm honored, Luke. I'm sure that with all that's going on throughout the galaxy, you'll have a lot of important things to share with us. By all means, please continue."